This third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. The Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. And there's quite a few things going on, actually. There's a second Saturday dance in Bellingham, and that's at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium there at 112 Fairhaven. Second Saturday dance. Lots of cool stuff going on with that. There are a lot of neat callers there on the west side. Port Angeles has really good ones on the first Saturday, and they brought in Sandy Bradley and folks like that last week. Yes, indeed. Anyway, so second Saturday dance on April the 8th. There's a second Saturday dance in Yakima, the violin second Saturday dance. So I don't know if that means there are going to be a lot of fiddlers or what. Second Saturday dance, that's at the Broadway Grange there on Washington Avenue in Yakima. Don't you be forgetting now, you need to go to the Yakima Folk Festival. I believe it's Folk Life Festival website. I'll just see if I can find it for you. And I think it's Yakima folkfestival.com, I believe. And their applications are due as of the 30th of May. And they'll get that festival set up. So you got a long time, but not as long as you think. And we need more for that one. You need to make that a little more diverse. It's been kind of an alternative folk festival with a lot of sort of cool alternative things. Need a lot more of the more traditional folk to make that thing balance out. And its reputation will be that of as an alternative folk festival, which is kind of cool, actually. And so that's how that would go. Alrighty. But if you want like a broader construct of what folk and acoustic are all about, some of you need to apply, get on the stick and apply. Alrighty. Okay. Second Saturday dance also at the Rockford Grange there on Barrett Road. And that's down there, the Mount Hood folks. That's down there, part of the Columbia Folklore Society. Second Saturday sing-along. Second Saturday sea song sing-along. And that's in the Tri-Cities at the Round Table Pizza. That's always a fun gig. Show up for it because it's going to be a hoot. Yes, indeed. Now, I messed up on Mary Hartman and Janet Humphrey and Michelle Cameron, Trillium 239, April the 13th. April the 13th is a Thursday. They're going to be doing their work songs of the Northwest and songs of the working people of the Northwest, and that's in Moses Lake, I believe, at the Moses Lake Library. So you want to be sure and check that out. And then I think their next one is on the 19th, and we'll talk about that as well. So they're doing two of those gigs. But the first one's on the 13th in Moses Lake. Alrighty. Okay, what are we at here? April the 8th. April the 8th. Oh, Jonathan Craigie, he's going to be at Diluna's. That's tonight. And he will be there for, you can go and have dinner, and then you can just check him out and listen to his awesome songwriting and what he does. He'll be there tomorrow, too, if you're listening on Sunday. Or if you're listening for Sunday, he will be there tomorrow, April the 9th. So there you go. Good stuff there. I will be at Bootser's tonight. And we'll be doing some Mom's Weekends. This will be the pub stuff. We'll also be doing some new things that I've learned. Un Jung Shin says that she's going to have me doing jazz by the end of the month. She says, I'm going to be having you doing jazz. Wants me to do Fly Me to the Moon. Let me play among the stars. Yeah, I can pull that off. Just have a hard time with the chords, but I can sing it. I can sing it as well as Sinatra could, I think. Only he was Sinatra. Anyway, so that'll be happening April the 8th. So April the 8th is just kind of a hopping day. It is. Now, don't you be forgetting, there are going to be pledge drives. Northwest Public Radio is doing theirs. They're focusing on an interesting way of doing it, and they haven't told me that I can tell you about it yet, so I won't. Spokane Public Radio, they're doing a 4-day pledge drive, and they're doing it, and they're setting it up And we have the whole folk block there on Sunday, the 23rd of April. Carlos Alden, Kevin Brown, and myself. And I had to learn Some Dark Hollow because I didn't know it. And so now I know it for the folk block thing. And we'll be doing all kinds of stuff. They'll be bringing in some guests. Who knows where that's all gonna go. And the folk block doing a pledge drive there for Spokane Public Radio on Sunday, the 23rd of April. That's my birthday. So that means all of you as a present to me, you need to pledge up there in that neck of the woods. Okay? So those are the pledge drive situations. And also, I really want to inform you in advance, June the 22nd, if it all goes well, it's just in the formative stage right now, the Inland Folk 35th Anniversary Concert in the Tri-Cities. There may be one more in Spokane sometime in July. But the 35th anniversary, my gosh, 35 years of doing this. And we have a lot of people who influenced me musically in the very, 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 very beginning. Belinda Bowler, Heidi Muller, Brian Bowers, hopefully, and Pint and Dale. All kinds of different kinds of music. Bowers with his auto harps and Pint and Dale with their hurdy-gurdies and whistles and tunes from France. And Heidi with her awesome songwriting. And Belinda Bowler, who does such good covers of just about everybody. So hopefully that'll all get put together. But there will be an anniversary concert on June the 22nd. And hopefully we can get these things all lined up. Alrighty. But you want to look forward to that because it's a big deal. Some of you may have to travel. It's a Thursday night in the summer. You can take Friday off. And it would be neat to get a whole bunch of people there in the Tri-Cities. And it's going to be televised on the Jam with Dan later on, somewhere down the road. And there'll be t-shirts with the Jam with Dan on them. And that is a television show that we do for Northwest Public Television. So this anniversary thing is very flattering. And, you know, you don't really think about the fact when you start a show, the first day you do your show and you're all nervous. And I remember my very, very, very first Inland Folk show, the very, very first song that I played was the Kingston Trio, It Takes a Worried Man to Sing a Worried Song. And I think I played I'll Know, I'll Never Find Another You. I remember that first show very vividly. I was only a part of it in those days. There were two other folks who hosted it. And that's how it all goes. Well, anyway, there you go. And because of that show, and because of all the things that have happened with that show, I met wonderful, wonderful people like Jeff Noakes and Dana Lyon. And I would never have met them. If it hadn't have been for Inland Folk, which got me into the whole Chautauqua and the tumbleweed and the folklore societies. And here's Jeff Noakes, My Backyard.
I am sailing on an ocean, I am sailing far from land. And the sky is silver blue, and the wind it helps to guide me, and the waves they take my hand. And I know just what to do. Think I'll just enjoy the view. I am sailing on an ocean. Every time I think of you, I am standing on a mountain, I am standing in the sun, with a blanket made for two, and the moon is rising early as the colors start to run. And I know just what to do. Think I'll just enjoy the view. I am standing on a mountain. Every time I think of you, and you'll never know just how far up you are, as long as you don't look down. I am sending you this message from the hills and from the sea, from a heart that knows it's true. You can tell me that you know me, but you don't know what I see. Every time I look at you, think I'll just enjoy the view. I am standing on a mountain. I am sailing on an ocean. Every time I think of you, I am sailing on an ocean. Every time I think of you,
I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
Back east, vacation sounding good to me, but it's either famine or feast, and that's why you'll find me in my backyard. There's no interstate highway, no dotted white line on the lawn, but I go first class my way. Close my eyes and I'm gone in my backyard. People say go to the mountains or take a boat ride out on the sea, but sitting here is just fine with me. Roll those pants up to your knees, step right out in the yard, and you won't find weed if you don't look too hard in my backyard. Say go to the mountains or take a boat ride out on the sea, but sitting here's just fine with me. Oh, you don't need a reservation, you don't have to go that far, you've got a standing invitation to stay right where you are in my backyard, in my
backyard. Conversation I've been singing at the top of my lungs, and nothing seems to be getting through. I guess these are songs you've already been sung. And the girls say, don't get lost in the job, it's just a way to make ends meet. But it's so hard when I sing and you don't hear me. You just keep staring at your feet. But there's good news in the paper today. This war keeps dragging on, and they're sending more sailors out to sea to get sucked in by the sun. So I sing my songs in a minor key, but it don't seem to do any good. I guess they're all a whole lot stronger than me. They just sail on home. I've never been much good at this job, but it's the only place that I call home. So I sink down and get under the waves, and they keep sailing on. Sending more waiting in your bed. I could have made you the king of the sea. But I watched as you turned that ship around. You chose her instead of me.
Erin McCune, who's so diverse, so incredible. I first heard her on Folk Alley, and she did a thing called Hum. And all I got to do is hum. And I went out and bought a whole bunch of albums, and every album was completely different musically. She does straight-up songbook stuff, jazz stuff. She does some progressive versions of straight-up jazz stuff. She does her own flat-out pop rock. She's just a very, very, very interesting person, Erin McCune. Before that, Vanessa Peters and Ice Cream on Monday. That's her band. And a song called Good News. And that's good stuff. Yes, indeed. We're going to hear one more, at least from Vanessa Peters and Ice Cream on Monday. And it goes like this. It goes like this.
Well, there are no pills left to swallow. The bitterest part's gone down. No brick road left to follow, 'cause the storm's blown through town. And I'm sifting through old postcards I filed inside my head, where islands glow like ruby shoes, and you meant every word you said. So Kansas, keep your chin up. The good witches upside down. I could not save us from it. The sky was burned and browned. It was curling at the edges as the fire destroyed it all. And all that kept us on the ledge, dear, was the memory of the fall. So Adam, witches here, just fairy tales unlearned. Princes off their horses, happy endings spurned in favor of some sad postmodern finish to our tale. Postcards trapped in bottles and ships that don't set sail. So sweetheart, and every postcard held a delicate December. Let's remember we were tall, and we can't pretend it's just summer when neither spring nor fall.
Would you want my number?
place inside my pocket. I could start another war or sink down under without a second thought. Lift my skirt above my ankles and just start to wade on in. But as the water rises, your so put me in a little boat and I swear I'll try to row. And I swear I won't give up this time. And I swear I won't give up this time.
Kuhn. We're kind of journeying into some areas we don't, almost the pop, sort of the pop jazz field. Aaron McKeown is so good, though. And Vanessa Peters and Ice Cream on Mondays is her band. That's great. That Millions of Rocks is a great song. Oh, my gosh. Jefferson and Friends, here's the cure for everything, duct tape and plastic. Here we go.
Don't be scared now, don't be spastic. We got lots and lots of duct tape and plastic. Protection for the whole family. Duct tape and plastic can save your life. Make sure you give it to the kids and the wife. Honey, you can count on me. Stop the worm, postmortem security. Duct tape and plastic can save your life. You can cut it with scissors or utility knife. It's as simple as ABC. Windows, wrap it on your doors. If your skin breaks out, cover up your pores. It can save you from infirmity. A duct tape and plastic can save your life. Make sure you give it to the kids and their wives. Honey, you can count on me. For an investment with a real fast maturity, call the director of the Homeland Security. He knows just what to do. He'll recommend duct tape, he'll recommend plastic, and the market will rebound like a snap of elastic, and we'll be protected too. Duct tape and plastic can save your life. You can cut it with scissors or utility knife. Simple as ABC. Now don't be spastic. We got lots and lots of duct tape and plastic. Protection for that whole family. Duct tape and plastic can save your life. Make sure you give to the kids and the wife. Honey, you can
highways go east and west. Blue highways of love and regret. So I travel alone. I don't even care where I'm going to. Sometimes you live for today. Sometimes you run far away and hide. Sometimes there ain't nothing to say. Suppers and mountain streams in starlight so high, as far as the eye can see. Sometimes I feel I can fly, just like an eagle so high. Sometimes I just step aside along blue highways.
If I listened long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried, still I look to find a reason to believe. And if I gave you time, change my mind, I'd find a way to leave the past behind. Knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried, still I look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live without. Somebody else, someone like you, makes it easy to give. Never thinking of myself. And if I listen long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true, knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried. Still I look to find a reason to believe.
I've seen a man sitting by a dead dog in a highway in a ditch, looking kind of puzzled. He's poking that dog with a stick. He's got his car door flung open, standing out on Highway 31. Like if he stood there long enough, that old dog get up and run. Don't you think it's kind of funny? It's kind of funny, sir, to me, that at the end of every hard-earned day, people find some reason to believe. Mary Lou loved Johnny with a love mean and true. Said, baby, I work for you every day, and I bring all my money home to you. One day he up and left her, and ever since that, she sits at the end of that dirt road, just waiting for young Johnny to come back. And don't you think it's kind of funny? Well, it's kind of funny, sir, to me, how at the end of every hard-earned day, people find some reason to believe. Shotgun Jack, old man passes away. They take his body to the graveyard, and over him they pray, saying, Lord, won't you tell us? Please tell us what does it mean? Still at the end of every hard-earned day, people find some reason to believe. Still at the end of every end of every hard-earned day, people find some reason to believe.
Great singer, Tom Chapin.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Mean performance of Wolf Trap. Tom Chapin and John. Remember Tom Chapin? A lot of you wouldn't remember. He's Harry Chapin's brother. Harry Chapin, of course, who wrote Taxi and Cats in the Cradle, now died of a heart attack on a freeway in about 1980, 81, something like that. But Tom Chapin was his brother. And he wrote a lot of cool stuff. He did a lot of stuff for families and Disney and stuff. But do you remember back in the early, early 70s, there was a show called Make-A-Wish? And they'd have really quick animation about each item. Did you ever wish you were a ball? If you were a ball, you could be the sun. You could be a baseball. You could be a big, huge ball in a grand ballroom. You could be in all this quick animation. And then they would interview somebody for 3 or 4 minutes. There was an educational thing about something having to do with the ball, like how they made baseballs or something. It was a kid's show, won a Peabody Award, Make-A-Wish, and Tom Chapin would sing the theme and make a wish. If you want it, you got to get it. If you get it, you want to want it. Anything you want to try, don't let go, fly high, and make a wish. Remember that? Yeah. All righty. Well, make a wish. Make a wish. I don't have to make a wish. I got what I want. I got a radio studio, and I got all kinds of good music, and I got Eun Jung Shin doing the playlist. You can't wish for anything better than that. You want to email me? Email me at D as in Daniel, maherwsu.edu. You can call me at 509-332-5047, and I will get back to you. You know what? I want you folks to have fun making good music, enjoy everything that good music can give you. And I want you to take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and then nobody else's. Remember now, the big 35th anniversary Inland Folk Concert in the Tri-Cities, June the 22nd. We'll probably do one later, not the same folks in Spokane. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. See you later, okay? Have a good week. Bye. I'm wishing